Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott. And this is the New You Navigation System. I'm going to teach you about accessing your upgraded future self intuition. Many of you have experienced the identity shift. The future self walk-in has occurred. You have quantum jumped. You've shifted to a new timeline. But now you're discovering that with great power comes great responsibility to learn how to use it. Some of you joining us may not understand what I'm talking about. It's one of the most profound revelations that I've had since I've been teaching on my channel for the last 7 years. We have developed a system in which you access your future self through activations or meditation. This version of your future self walks into your body. You merge with that version of you, and you undergo a complete identity shift. You carry the knowledge, wisdom, habits, and routines of a version of you that has lived the very best life, that has manifested the greatest prosperity, that is the healthiest, happiest, that has a particular energetic signature, and actually knows everything that's going to happen, knows who's going to win the Super Bowl, knows who's going to win the presidency, has already experienced everything, and knows what the right and wrong choices are. I've been working on this for several years in my coaching practice and finally started introducing it on a few episodes of The Reality Revolution, my meditation for integrating with the future self identity shift activation. And there is a number of other episodes that I've created, in particular quantum jumps, that are designed to jump your consciousness directly in this moment from this reality to the next. I've been working on these techniques and finding ways to solidify these shifts, to make these shifts permanent, and I've had the most miraculous results. I recently had someone come to me that I had done this particular future self integration shift with my coaching practice, and he came back to me 3 weeks later and having made $240,000, he was sold on this particular technique. And if you try those meditations, you will too. And I'm trying to communicate with people that have been through the shift, that have quantum jumped, quantum leaped, shifted their identity, shifted into that timeline, because there is a process that you go through afterwards that confirms whether or not it works. A lot of times it doesn't, but many times it does. The version of you living in your optimal timeline can merge with your current identity through advanced consciousness techniques. I have proven that. This is not fantasy. This is the next evolution of human potential, the emergence of abilities that were always latent within the structure of consciousness itself. Believe me, this is not just some technique. This makes you a superhero. Think about Spider-Man right after the bite. He has incredible powers coursing through his body, but he can't control them. Web shooting accidentally when he's trying to eat breakfast, sticking to the walls when he's just trying to lean against them. Strength that breaks doorknobs and crushes coffee cups. Raw power without refined skill. That's where you are right now. Your future self didn't just merge with you and disappear like some cosmic one-night stand. They're still here, present, active, continuously guiding you through frequencies, sensations, and quantum information streams that your consciousness receives every moment of every day. For the shift to work, for the quantum jump to work, for the timeline shift to work, you inevitably have to gain access to a version of you from that reality. What is even better is accessing a version of you from that reality in the future. The best time is right around the end of their life, where they've lived this magnificent life, surrounded by family and friends with no regrets. and you can connect to them in that moment. They can come back and they can guide you through this process. They can take you there where they inevitably were. But you need to learn their language. And once you access this version of you, it's about a heightened state of intuition where you directly access the intelligence of this future self that you merge with. So I'm trying to take you through this process to show you how the shift works and how you can maintain it. Most people who experience transformation, whether through meditation, plant medicine, near-death experiences, or consciousness work, report the same phenomena. They return to their ordinary life with expanded awareness, but they struggle to integrate that expansion into practical decision-making. They have access to higher wisdom. They have access to higher wisdom, but they don't know how to consistently tap into it when they need it most. The result is they make choices from the old conditioning instead of their new capabilities. They revert to fear-based patterns instead of operating from their expanded awareness. They ignore the guidance that's constantly flowing to them because they don't recognize it as guidance. Without proper navigation, you become like someone with a smartphone who only uses it to make phone calls. You have access to infinite information, but you're only using a fraction of the available functions. Today, we're upgrading your internal GPS. We're teaching you to receive, interpret, and act on the constant guidance flowing from your optimal timeline. You're going to learn to read the quantum information streams that your future self broadcasts every second of every day. By the end of this activation, you'll have a functioning navigation system that turns decision-making from guesswork into precision. You'll stop wondering whether you're making the right choice and start knowing it with unshakable certainty. Your future self is broadcasting 24/7. Right now, as you're listening to these words, there's a constant stream of information flowing from your optimal timeline directly into your consciousness. The question isn't whether they are communicating. The question is whether you're tuned in to receive. Most people live their entire lives like someone trying to listen to the radio with the dial stuck between stations. Static, interference, occasional fragments of clarity they dismiss as imagination or coincidence. But once you understand how the communication system works, once you learn to tune your receiver properly, the signal becomes crystal clear. Your future self doesn't communicate the way humans communicate. They don't send you text messages or leave voicemails. They operate through quantum information streams that bypass your logical mind and speak directly to the deeper intelligence within you. They communicate through feelings that arise without apparent cause, through sudden knowings that feel undeniably true, through physical sensations that act as your body's own guidance system. Sometimes I actually feel the frustration of my future self trying to communicate with me and me not listening. So give yourself something that you can do. I put my hand on my heart, I close my eyes, and I ask my future self questions. You don't always hear words, but I do. Sometimes you see images, you get feelings. They speak through environmental signs that appear with perfect timing, through synchronicities that feel too meaningful to be mere coincidence, through the orchestration of events that seem to conspire in your favor when you're aligned with their guidance. But here's what most people don't realize: your mind is incredibly noisy. Every day, thousands of thoughts just rush through your consciousness. Mental chatter about what you need to do, what you should have done, what might go wrong tomorrow. Fear-based projections, ego concerns about how others will perceive you, anxiety loops that spin the same worries endlessly. Your future self's guidance is usually quiet, subtle. It doesn't shout over the noise of your mental activity. It whispers, it suggests. It offers gentle nudges toward your highest good. At first, it has no way to communicate with you directly, unless you open yourself to it. So then it tries to communicate with you indirectly. Learning to distinguish their voice from the chaos of ordinary thinking is perhaps the most important skill that we can develop. So how do you tune in? There are three primary channels through which your future self communicates, and each one operates differently, all through the quantum field. Understand these channels is like learning to read three different languages that all carry the same essential messages. This way leads to your optimal timeline. The first channel is your body's wisdom network. Your physical form is a quantum antenna, constantly receiving frequencies from your optimal future. Every cell in your body responds to the information streaming from your future self. When you're considering a decision that aligns with your highest good, your body expands. Energy flows freely. You feel lighter, more alive, more vital. When you're contemplating something that pulls you away from your optimal path, your body contracts. Energy becomes dense. You might feel heaviness in your chest, tension in your shoulders, a knot in your stomach. Your nervous system is giving you real-time feedback about the quality of the timeline each choice leads to. This isn't just about stress response or anxiety. This is your body acting as a sophisticated guidance system, interpreting quantum information and translating it into physical sensations you can recognize and trust. Pay attention to what energizes you versus what drains you. Notice which opportunities make you feel expansive and which ones make you want to contract or hide. Your energy levels are navigation tools. Your future self has infinite energy because they are aligned with the natural flow of the universe. When you feel that same quality of energy around a choice, you're receiving confirmation that this path leads towards your optimal timeline. The second channel is the intuitive knowing network. This is perhaps the most direct form of communication, but also the most easily dismissed by the rational mind. Sudden certainties that seem to come from nowhere, complete information that arrives in an instant, knowing without knowing how you know. That's a part of what we're doing. Your future self has access to the complete picture of how events unfold. So they can see the connections, the consequences, the hidden opportunities that aren't visible from your current vantage point. When they download this information into your consciousness, it arrives as a complete package, not as a logical sequence of thoughts, but as a pure knowing. The challenge is learning to trust this knowing, even when it contradicts your logical analysis, even when you can't explain why you're so certain, even when others think you're making an irrational choice. Here is how to recognize authentic intuitive knowing. It feels calm, clear, and spacious. It doesn't carry emotional charge or urgency. It simply is. Fear-based thoughts, by contrast, feel contracted, urgent, and often circular. They repeat themselves because they're trying to convince you of something. Intuitive knowing doesn't need to convince you of anything because it carries its own authority. The third channel is environmental feedback. Your future self can orchestrate reality itself to send you messages. They can influence the timing of conversations, the appearance of specific information, the sequence of events that guide you toward optimal choices. This isn't magic, it's consciousness operating at a level where the boundaries between inner and outer experiences become fluid. It's a shift that we are undergoing to the new earth. We're accessing our multidimensional selves, and this is what this means. More and more people are going to figure this out. You're going to see people just completely blowing up, having the most incredible experiences, the most incredible lives, and many of those people will have accessed a future self version. When you're aligned with guidance, with your optimal timeline, the universe begins to work with you instead of against you. Doors open, resources appear, the right people show up at the perfect moment. Information comes to you just when you need it. This is your future self coordinating reality to support your journey toward your highest potential. But here's the key, you have to be paying attention. There are some cases where you hear it clairaudiently, you hear actual words in your mind from your future self answering a question. I might say, should I go to the movie today? And it will say, hell yeah. Or should I make this business decision? And it will say, definitely not. It does not work like this all the time, but I want to get you into the habit of consistently talking with your future self. Here's the key. You have to be paying attention. Most people are so focused on their problems, their worries, their mental noise, that they miss the signs completely. They overlook the synchronicities. They dismiss the perfect timing as coincidence. They ignore the environmental feedback because they're not looking for it. Developing your ability to receive communication from your future self requires creating space between your thoughts. It requires learning to listen beneath the noise of your ordinary mental activity. It requires trusting information that comes through channels other than linear thinking. This is why meditation, contemplation, and other consciousness practices are so valuable. Not because they're spiritual disciplines, but because they train your attention to perceive the subtle information streams that are always flowing towards you. Your future self is constantly guiding you towards your optimal timeline. Every moment of every day, they are broadcasting the information you need to make the choices that create the life you truly want. The question is, are you receiving the signal? Many times people will try my meditations, they will go through a shift, and then they'll say, geez, Brian, nothing happened. And that's because they just expect something to magically appear. It is a process. It can be instantaneous. It can happen within 24 hours if you open yourself to it completely. And that's what I'm trying to do, is give you the protocols in order for you to do that. Now, I want to move into the most fascinating territory related to this, reading quantum probability fields that surround every decision you make. This is where it gets interesting. Now, understand, every choice that you make creates a ripple into multiple possible futures. Think of reality as a vast ocean of potential, and every decision you make as a stone thrown into that ocean. The ripples spread outward, creating waves of possibility that extend far beyond the immediate moment. Here's what most people don't realize. You can sense these ripples before making the choice. It's been proven. This is quantum probability reading in action. When you stand at a decision point, multiple timeline possibilities exist simultaneously in superposition. Your consciousness has the ability to sense the energy signature of each potential future before you collapse the wave function into a single reality. This isn't theoretical physics. This is practical navigation technology that's been available to human consciousness for millennia. Indigenous cultures understood this. They called it different names, like vision questing, dream walking, future seeing. Modern quantum mechanics gives us the scientific framework to understand what shamans and mystics have always known. Consciousness can navigate probability fields with stunning accuracy. The technique is called future echo sensing. Imagine dropping your awareness forward in time, like sending a scout ahead to report back on the terrain. You're not trying to predict certain events. That's the domain of psychics and fortune tellers. You're reading the energy quality of different probability streams. You're feeling into the consequences of potential decisions before taking action. Now, each timeline has a distinct energy signature. Optimal timelines feel expansive. They carry a quality of aliveness, of natural flow, of doors opening rather than closing. Even when the path involves challenges, those challenges feel like adventures rather than obstacles. There's a sense of movement, growth, and alignment with something larger than yourself. Suboptimal timelines feel contracted, heavy, like swimming upstream against the current that never relents. The challenges feel punishing rather than educational. There's a quality of struggle that pervades everything, as if you're forcing outcomes that don't want to emerge naturally. Learning to distinguish between these energy signatures is like developing a new sensory ability. At first, the differences might be so subtle, but with practice, they become as obvious as the difference between hot and cold, rough and smooth, light and dark. Here is how the timeline scanning process works. Before any significant decision, you create conscious space. This isn't about taking months to analyze every choice. This is about creating a moment of receptivity where your expanded awareness can function. Even 30 seconds of conscious pause can be enough to receive clear guidance about which timeline a choice leads toward. You ask your future self a direct question. What timeline does this choice lead to? Not what should I do, but what are the consequences of this specific option? You're gathering intelligence, not asking for permission. When you feel into the energy signature of each potential choice, this requires dropping out of your analytical mind and into your sensing awareness. You're not thinking about the choice, you're feeling it. What does this option do to your energy field? Does it expand you or contract you? Does it feel like natural flow or forced effort? You notice the quality of energy that each choice generates. Some decisions create excitement that feels sustainable and grounded. Others create excitement that feels manic and unsustainable. Some create calm that feels peaceful and aligned. Others create calm that feels dead and stagnant. The key is learning to trust what you sense, even when logic argues otherwise. Your analytical mind will often prefer the choice that seems safer, more practical, more socially acceptable. But your future self sees a completely different picture. They know which seemingly risky choice leads to exponential growth. They know which apparently safe choice leads to long-term stagnation. They can see the hidden opportunities and concealed limitations that aren't visible from your current perspective. This is where timeline scanning becomes a revolutionary technology for decision making. Most people make choices based on past experience or logical projection, but both of these approaches have severe limitations. Past experience can only tell you what worked in circumstances that no longer exist. Logical projection can only account for variables you are currently aware of. Timeline scanning accesses information from your optimal future and feeds it back to your present moment decision-making process. You're making choices based on how they actually turn out, not on how you think they might turn out. Advanced practitioners develop the ability to scan multiple variables simultaneously. They can sense how a career choice affects their relationship timeline, how a relationship choice impacts their creative expression, how a financial decision influences their health and vitality. They read the interconnected web of consequences that extends through every aspect of their life experience. Some can even sense how their choices affect other people's optimal timelines. They recognize when their decision creates opportunities for others versus when it limits collective possibilities. This is timeline intersection reading, understanding how individual choices contribute to larger patterns of collective evolution. There's also probability cloud navigation, the ability to sense not just the immediate consequences of a choice, but the long-term trajectory it sets in motion. This is reading the difference between choices that create short-term pleasure but long-term limitation versus choices that require short-term effort but generate long-term exponential returns. But here is what is most important to understand. Through timeline scanning, will often push you beyond your comfort zone. It will suggest choices that feel scary but aligned, choices that are not popular with your friends or family, opportunities that challenge you to grow into a larger version of yourself, paths that require you to trust your expanded capabilities rather than operating from your historical limitations. The more you practice timeline scanning, the more natural it becomes. Eventually, you develop an automatic sensing ability that operates in real time. You can feel the energy signature of different choices as they arise. you can sense the quality of different timelines before they even fully formulate the options. This transforms decision-making from anxiety-producing guesswork into confident navigation. You stop wondering whether you're making the right choice and start knowing with unshakable certainty. You begin to trust the intelligence that's guiding you from your optimal future. This is not the same intelligence or intuition that was available to you prior to the shift. This is a new form of intelligence. This is not some form of intuition that you have been working on since you were a kid. This is absolutely a new energetic framework and stream of consciousness that you can access. But remember, this ability requires practice. So start with small decisions where the stakes are lower. Notice how different choices feel in your body, in your energy field, in your sense of aliveness and vitality. Build confidence in your scanning ability before applying it to major life decisions. Your future self is constantly broadcasting information about which choices lead toward your highest potential. Timeline scanning is the technology that allows you to receive and interpret that information with precision and reliability. The next step is learning to read the breadcrumbs that they scatter throughout your reality. Your future self orchestrates synchronicities to guide you toward optimal outcomes by moving your consciousness within you after you've shifted. This isn't a metaphor. This is consciousness operating at a level where the boundaries between inner experience and outer events become fluid. Think of synchronicities as cosmic text messages. Your future self existing in your optimal timeline has access to the complete pattern of how events interconnect across time and space. But there's one caveat. You're agreeing in this moment. Once you become that future self to go back and help yourself, it is a time loop. But you're accepting the responsibility that when the time comes, you will go back in time and guide yourself through these decisions as a way of guaranteeing that you live this great life. They can influence the timing of conversations, the appearance of specific information, the sequence of seemingly unrelated events that guide you toward choices aligned with your highest potential. They use the language of meaningful coincidence. The universe becomes your personal message board. Reality begins to communicate with you. Everything in your environment potentially carries guidance. Street signs that appear at moments when you need direction. Conversations overheard in coffee shops that address exactly the question you've been pondering. Books that fall off shelves. Podcasts recommended by strangers. Articles that appear in your social media feed with perfect relevance to your current situation. Most people dismiss these random occurrences. They miss the messages because they're not looking for them. They explain away the meaningful coincidences because accepting them would require acknowledging that reality operates according to principles far more mysterious than mechanical cause and effect. Perfect timing isn't coincidence, it's coordination from your optimal timeline. When you need to meet someone who can't help you, and they happen to be standing behind you in line at the grocery store, when you're struggling with a decision and three different people mention the same book within a week, when you're considering a major life change and you keep seeing the same numbers on clocks, license plates, and receipts, this is your future self orchestrating reality to provide guidance and confirmation. There are distinct types of synchronistic breadcrumbs, each carrying different kinds of information. Numerical sequences are perhaps the most common. Angel numbers, as some traditions call them, repeated times like 1111 or 333, significant dates appearing across different contexts. Your future self uses these universal language with the angels, with your guides, because numbers carry precise vibrational frequencies that your subconscious recognizes even when your conscious mind diminishes them. When you see the same number sequence repeatedly, pay attention to what you were thinking or feeling in those moments. People in conversations form a category of synchronistic breadcrumbs, the right person appearing at exactly the moment you need their specific knowledge or perspective, strangers mentioning solutions to problems you haven't told anyone about, old friends reaching out just when you need to hear their voice? Your future self can influence the timing of these meetings through your consciousness, because consciousness operates through connection rather than separation. When you're aligned with your optimal timeline, you become magnetic to other people who can support your evolution. The universe conspires to bring you exactly the relationships you need to grow into your highest potential. Information cascades represent a more complex form of synchronistic guidance. This is when multiple sources begin delivering the same message through different channels. You hear about permaculture in a documentary, then your neighbor mentions starting a garden, then you receive an email about a local sustainable farming workshop. Your future self is amplifying a signal through multiple sources to ensure you receive the guidance clearly. Now, in the past, we've talked about angels and guides and higher dimensional beings doing these same things. What I am arguing is the future self, when it goes through the shift and you integrate yourself with that future version of yourself or that version of you from another timeline, then what happens is they try to communicate with you, and you can also see these numbers. I have tested this, and so you are learning how to verify where the information is coming from. But you should be open to the future self using these means as a form of communication, because they are within you. To recognize these messages involves several steps that become automatic with practice. First, you maintain alert attention to unusual coincidences and perfect timing throughout your day. You notice when things align in ways that feel meaningful rather than random. Second, you develop pattern recognition skills. You track themes that repeat across different areas of your life. You notice when multiple sources begin delivering similar information. You observe how external events seem to mirror your internal questions or concerns. Third, you interpret messages your future self is sending. What are they trying to communicate through this particular synchronicity? What guidance are they offering about your current situation? Fourth, you integrate the guidance into your decision-making process. You use these synchronicities as additional data points when evaluating choices. You allow meaningful coincidence to influence your direction while maintaining discernment about what feels authentic versus what might be wishful interpretation. Advanced synchronicity work involves actually requesting specific signs from your future self. You can ask for confirmation about a particular choice and specify how you'd like to receive that confirmation. This isn't demanding. It's about establishing a clear communication protocol. This is reality collaboration. You're co-creating with your future self through conscious intention and aware attention. You're participating in the orchestration of meaningful coincidences rather than just noticing that they occur. They offer invitations, not commands. They offer guidance and support, but they don't remove your responsibility to choose consciously. Your future self can show you the breadcrumbs leading towards your optimal timeline, but you still have to decide whether to follow the trail. The more you practice recognizing and responding to this guidance, the more your reality begins to feel alive, responsive, and supportive of your highest evolution. Now we must learn to make decisions from where you're going instead of where you've been. Most people make choices based on their past experience or current circumstances. They look backward for guidance about moving forward. They let their history determine their destiny. They decide from limitation instead of possibility. This is decision-making from the past, but your future self offers you something unprecedented: the ability to make choices from the perspective of someone who has already succeeded, someone who knows exactly how everything works, someone who has access to the complete picture of how different decisions create different outcomes. Instead of deciding from where you are, you decide from where you're going. This is the perspective flip that changes everything. Instead of asking, what should I do based on what I know, you ask, what should I do if I already had everything I want? Instead of choosing from your current limitation, you choose from your future capabilities. Instead of deciding fear and uncertainty, you decide from confidence and clarity. Your future self has already made all the choices that lead to your optimal timeline. They've already navigated every challenge that you're currently facing. They've already figured out which opportunities to pursue and which ones to pass by. They already have developed the wisdom that you need to create the life you truly want. When you consult your future self before making decisions, you're accessing this accumulated wisdom. You're borrowing the perspective of someone who has lived through the consequences of different choices and knows which ones actually create fulfillment versus which ones only appear to. Think of it as time traveling for decision-making intelligence. The process of consulting the future self begins with a simple but profound question. What would the version of me who has everything I want choose in this situation? Notice this isn't asking what you should do, it's asking what someone with a completely different relationship to success, abundance, love, and possibility would choose. Someone who operates from confidence instead of insecurity. Someone who expects positive outcomes instead of preparing for disappointment. Someone who sees opportunities where you might see risks. This perspective shift immediately reveals choices that weren't visible from your current vantage point. Options that seem too risky suddenly feel like obvious next steps. Decisions that appeared safe suddenly reveal themselves as guaranteed paths of stagnation. Opportunities that triggered your fear response begin to look like invitations for growth. Your future self always chooses expansion over comfort. They always choose growth over safety. They always choose authenticity over approval. They always choose their vision over other people's expectations. This doesn't mean they are reckless or impulsive. It means they understand something about reality that your current perspective might miss. The universe supports authentic expression. Life conspires to help you become everything you're capable of becoming. The biggest risk is not taking the risks that align with your true nature. Breaking free from past conditioning patterns requires recognizing when your old programming tries to hijack your decision-making process. Fear-based thinking always sounds reasonable. It always has logical arguments for why you should play it small, stay safe, and avoid potential disappointment. Your future self operates from abundance consciousness instead of scarcity thinking. They know there are infinite opportunities, infinite resources, infinite possibilities for creating what you truly want. They don't make decisions from the assumption that there isn't enough to go around. They don't choose based on competition or comparison with others. They choose from overflow rather than lack, from confidence rather than fear, from trust rather than control. This creates a completely different decision-making matrix. Instead of asking, what if this doesn't work, they ask, what if this is exactly what I need? Instead of wondering, what will people think, they consider what aligns with my authentic truth. Instead of worrying, what if I fail, they focus on, what if I succeed beyond my wildest dreams? Following these suggestions will transform your perspective shift into a practical process you can use for any choice, large or small. First, you step out of your current timeline and into your optimal future. You don't just imagine being successful, you embody the consciousness of someone who has already achieved everything you're working toward. You feel their confidence in your body. You see through their eyes. You access their understanding of how life works. Second, you look back at your current decision from their accomplished perspective. From their vantage point, they can see the complete trajectory of different choices. They can see which option leads to exponential growth and which leads to gradual decline. They can see the hidden opportunities and concealed limitations that aren't visible from your current position. Third, you align with their values and priorities. What matters to someone who has transcended survival mode and learned to thrive? What do they value once they've achieved financial freedom, found deep love, and discovered their true purpose? How do they make choices when they are no longer driven by fear, need, or external validation? Fourth, you choose with certainty instead of your current doubts. You move forward with the confidence of someone who knows this choice will work out perfectly, even if the path includes unexpected twists and turns. You choose with the trust of someone who has learned that the universe supports authentic action. This approach applies differently across various life domains, but the core principle remains consistent. Choose from where you're going, not from where you've been. For career and business decisions, you ask what someone who has built their dream professional life would choose. They're not afraid of taking calculated risks because they understand that staying in the wrong situation is the biggest risk of all. They invest in themselves. They say yes to opportunities that stretch their capabilities. They build something meaningful rather than just secure. For relationship decisions, you consult the perspective of someone who is deeply loved and loving. They don't settle for connections that feel safe but unfulfilling. They don't stay in relationships that require them to be less than their authentic self. They don't make choices based on fear of being alone because they know their worth and trust that love will find them when they're being genuine. For financial decisions, they access the mindset of someone who has learned to create and manage abundance. They don't make choices from scarcity or fear about money. They invest in opportunities that align with their values and vision. They are generous because they understand that giving from abundance creates more abundance. For health decisions, you embody the perspective of someone who deeply loves and cares for their physical form. They don't punish their body or ignore its needs. They make choices that support long-term vitality rather than short-term convenience. They understand that their body is the vehicle for expressing their gifts in the world. The more you practice making decisions from your future self's perspective, the more natural this approach becomes. Eventually, you develop an automatic filtering system that runs every choice through their wisdom before you commit to action. This transforms decision-making from anxiety-producing guesswork into confident navigation. You stop second-guessing yourself because you're choosing from a perspective that has already proven successful. You stop wondering whether you're making the right choice because you're accessing the intelligence of someone who knows how the story ends. This is not about perfection. Your future self didn't become successful by making perfect choices. They become successful by making authentic choices, learning from the consequences, and continuing to choose growth over stagnation. When you make decisions from the future, you're not trying to avoid all mistakes. You're ensuring that your choices keep you aligned with your optimal timeline, moving toward the life that will actually fulfill you rather than the life that looks good from the outside. Your future self is offering you their accumulated wisdom, their expanded perspective, their confidence in your capabilities. The question is, will you consult them before your next important decision? Now we anchor everything we've learned into a sustainable daily practice, because knowledge without implementation is just entertainment. The difference between people who occasionally experience expanded awareness and those who live from it consistently lies in one thing. Integration. Your future self navigation system requires the same kind of daily maintenance that keeps any sophisticated technology functioning properly. Creating your navigation routine begins each morning with conscious attunement. Before you check your phone, before you engage with the world's demands, before you let external circumstances dictate your internal state, you connect with your future self guidance. This isn't meditation, though it can include meditative elements. This is calibration. You're tuning your receiver to the frequency of your optimal timeline. You're establishing clear communication channels for the day ahead. You're setting your intention to remain receptive to guidance rather than reactive to circumstances. The morning attunement can be as simple as, future self, what do I need to know about today? How can I stay aligned with my optimal timeline? What opportunity should I watch for? And then you listen. Not with your analytical mind, but with your whole being. You receive whatever information, feelings, or impressions arise without judging them or trying to make them fit your expectations. Throughout your day, you encounter decision points constantly. Most people make these choices automatically, unconsciously based on habit or immediate emotional reaction. You now have access to a more sophisticated decision-making protocol. Before any significant choice, you just pause for a few seconds and you ask your future self, does this align with my optimal timeline? You scan the energy signature of your options. You choose from expansion rather than contraction, from possibility rather than limitation. This becomes automatic with every practice. Eventually, you won't need to consciously remember to consult your system. It will operate in the background of your awareness, constantly filtering your choices through the wisdom of your optimal future. Your evening integration completes the daily cycle. Before sleep, you review the day's guidance and outcomes. When did you follow your future self's direction? What were the results? When did you ignore the guidance? What happened then? This isn't about judging yourself for imperfect navigation. This is about building confidence in your system by recognizing how it actually works in real-world situations. You're developing empirical evidence that your future self navigation creates better outcomes than reactive decision making. You're training your rational mind to trust your expanded awareness. Building navigation confidence requires starting with low stakes decisions. Practice with choices that won't dramatically impact your life. Track the accuracy of your guidance over time. Notice how following your future self's direction tends to create smoother experiences, unexpected opportunities, better outcomes than you could have planned logically. Celebrate when your navigation system leads to perfect results. Common navigation issues will arise as you develop this ability. Signal interference happens when old patterns try to override future self guidance. Your historical conditioning will argue for familiar choices, even when your expanded awareness knows they lead away from your optimal timeline. Learning to recognize the difference between authentic guidance and conditioned responses takes practice. Doubt management becomes crucial when your navigation system suggests choices that contradict conventional wisdom or logical analysis. Your future self can see possibilities that aren't visible from your current perspective. They might guide you toward opportunities that seem risky or away from situations that appear safe, but ultimately limiting. Developing speed of response allows you to act on guidance while windows of opportunity remain open. The more you practice recognizing and trusting these impulses, the more quickly you can respond when perfect timing requires swift decision making. What you're creating is an upgraded life operating system. Instead of living reactively, responding to whatever circumstances arise, you live receptively, following guidance from your optimal timeline. Instead of feeling separate from the intelligence that could guide you toward fulfillment, you maintain constant communion with your future self. You operate as part of a larger intelligent system rather than an isolated individual trying to figure everything out alone. This transformation changes the entire quality of your life experience. You stop feeling like you're navigating blindly through uncertainty and start experiencing yourself as guided by intelligence that knows exactly where you're going. You stop wondering whether you're making the right choices and start trusting the wisdom that flows from your optimal future. You are now the captain of your own ship, equipped with navigation tools that can steer you toward your optimal timeline regardless of external conditions. The storms might still come, the winds might still shift, but you have a compass that always points toward your highest potential. Your future self is always guiding you. They never stop broadcasting information about which choices lead toward your greatest fulfillment. You just need to learn their language, develop your reception capabilities, and trust the intelligence that's been trying to reach you your entire life. Practice makes this permanent. The more you use these navigation tools, the more natural and automatic they become. Eventually, living from future self-guidance won't feel like a special practice or advanced technique. It will simply be how you move through the world, confidently, purposely aligned with the intelligence that knows exactly how to create the life you truly want. You can find all episodes of The Reality Revolution at therealityrevolution.com, and welcome to The Reality Revolution.